USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Face the Nation hailed recent breakthroughs on two different trade fronts.
Friday was probably the most momentous day in trade history ever. That day, we submitted the USMCA, the Mexico-Canada Agreement, with bipartisan support, in support of business, labor, agriculture. We actually introduced that into the House and the Senate, and then in addition to this, it was extremely momentous and indicative of where we're going, what this president has accomplished.
Lighthizer was referring to the White House submitting a deal with House Democrats on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and the announcement of the first phase of the trade agreement with China. The United States will maintain 25% tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese imports, along with 7.5% tariffs on roughly $120 billion in Chinese.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A number of troops will be coming home from Afghanistan soon. From Washington, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 U.S. troops could be heading home from Afghanistan, as the White House is reportedly expected to make this announcement this week, according to NBC News. That will leave fewer than 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan. This word comes just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation did rejoin talks with the Taliban there. I'm Chris Barnes.
9 presidential Democratic candidates, including the party's frontrunners, are urging the Democratic National Committee to reopen televised debates to a broader pool to better reflect the diversity of the current field. But the party officials signaled that they're unlikely to budge and change the rules used in recent months to determine who makes the stage. The candidates say the rules to determine who will appear have unnecessarily and artificially narrowed what started as the strongest and most diverse Democratic field in history. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky officials are pushing for an investigation into the decision by former Republican Governor Matt Bevin to pardon hundreds of criminals before he left office. USA's Wendy King has details.
Bevin pardoned even the toughest of criminals, like rapists and killers. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell represents Kentucky.
Honestly, I don't approve. It seems to me it was completely inappropriate. I expect he had the power to do it, but looking at the examples of people who are incarcerated as a result of heinous crimes, no, I don't approve of it.
One pardon was for a convicted killer whose family had raised money for Bevin's campaign. I'm Wendy King.
The Super Tuesday primaries on March 3, 2020 have a diverse electorate and the largest single-day delegate prize on the Democratic calendar. They have attracted added attention lately since former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has staked his newly launched presidential bid on those contests instead of charting a more conventional path through Iowa and New Hampshire. A CBS News background tracker shows Bloomberg stands in fifth place across the Super Tuesday states, while it's Joe Biden along with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders just behind him, who continue to form up the top tier. Pete Buttigieg is in fourth at 9% and is of yet unable to match the levels of support he's seen in Iowa. Another late entrant into the race, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, has gained no traction at less than 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.